It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. senators split along party lines on the vote to confirm the newest member of the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
There were no last-minute surprises. Democrat Michael Bennett and Republican Cory Gardner indicated how they'd vote weeks ago. Bennett voted against Barrett, Gardner for. In explaining his support, Gardner says she will uphold the Constitution.
She's assured me that there are moments and rulings that she has issued that she would have preferred a different outcome, personally. But that's not what the law required.
It is a lifetime appointment for the 48-year-old Barrett, one that will likely cement a conservative majority that could affect a number of issues facing the court, including the future of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD board members will vote tonight on a plan to run buses more often on busy routes down Colfax and Federal in Denver, but that means cutting service along little-used routes in the suburbs. The plan is temporary and would take effect at the start of next year. The Denver City Council rejected a huge contract for a private security company Monday night. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Allied Universal was in the running to make up to $25 million over the next 5 years. But its local reputation upended the company's chances. Its guards were involved in the brutal beating of Denver artist Rivero Stinnett in 2018. Allied would have taken over security at city government buildings, but the council killed the contract with a 7-6 vote. The company had upped its training requirements, hired an equity consultant to audit the company, and agreed to participate in a group aimed at bridging gaps between private security firms and the public. But it wasn't enough to sway the majority of city council. David Sachs, Denverite.
Around Denver and for much of Colorado, temperatures today are not as cold as yesterday. Highs near 40 in Denver. This is